I don't know about you guys, but I am sick and tired of this dumb public feud between Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Bro, I was talking about this last night on my stream.
Jose talks about it all the time.
It is getting annoying, though.
Seriously. There's good songs out of it.
There is, actually.
We're over it. Have you heard the latest low blow by Kendrick telling Drake he's so low he wouldn't even be featured on...
We're in radio.
We will feature literally anybody if it fills our 7 minutes of allotted talk time.
It's almost as dark as the other accusations he's been making.
Oh, boy.
So let's get away from the darkness and get right into your first TikTok click shock, which is from a woman named Cammie Petton, who got close to 600,000 followers after her video went viral.
Okay.
And it's all because of her resume hack.
Oh.
TikTokers are calling this brilliant because it all hinges on the fact that a lot of companies are now using AI programs to filter out job candidates.
Oh my God, it's wild. So I had a friend who worked at a huge software company and she said you don't even see the resumes. It's like it goes through a computer where they just, the computer looks for the keywords.
Right. Oh. And so the question is, how do you beat the AI computer to get your resume approved?
Oh, dang.
Here's the trick.
A lot of employers are using AI to scan resumes before they even read them. The problem there is that AI will say you're not a good fit if the formatting isn't AI friendly. Sorry, I don't know how to make a resume AI friendly. Step one, you are going to highlight the entire job description and you are going to copy it, then paste it onto your resume. Then you're going to make that text super tiny and in white ink so it's not visible to the human eye, but to AI, it's still... sees it and it reads every keyword that is there. So your resume looks like it's a great fit.
Oh my God, that is genius.
It's like adding hashtags to your resume.
So if you missed it, Cammie says copy the entire job description.
Yes.
Paste it somewhere on your resume in the tiniest invisible font so the AI can read it because it's looking to match the keywords.
Yeah.
But a human, when they see your resume, won't be able to see that.
Because it's white on white. Oh my God. That
so
is
smart.
Honestly, it is so smart.
And someone commented, this actually works. I've applied to over 1,000 jobs in the last year, barely heard back from any of them. I tried this hack yesterday, and this morning I already have an interview lined up.
Hey!
Well, it's like these companies get hundreds of thousands of applications in. Like, they have to have
a
filter system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, it's so smart.
But if that's too complicated for you, just apply to radio. Because literally, we take anybody.
I don't think we actually need a resume.
Yeah.
That's a TikTok click shock. Let's go to your next.
Woo! TikTok!
And I'm sure one of my co-hosts has seen this because the video got almost 17 million views.
Whoa.
And it's sparking some interesting conversations. But basically, it asks women a hypothetical question.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather be stuck out in a forest with a man or with a bear?
We'll not talk about this.
Now,
this
TikToker was asking random women out on the streets of London. And here's how they answered.
With a bear. Well, I've heard about bears. They don't always attack you, right? So maybe a bear.
Depends what man, but probably a bear.
Oh my God.
100% a bear, which is like terrifying to say, but...
Definitely a bear. Some men are very scary out there. A bear. I would say a man.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got one sticking up for men. The majority of British women, though, would rather be stuck with the bear.
Yeah, that's because they don't have grizzlies in England, okay? If they've got grizzlies over there, they would know how scary those things are.
Yeah, they got cute little cuddly bears.
They've got Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
All right?
They got Paddington Bear over at Paddington Station.
They do have the best bears I never thought of.
Yes.
That's why.
The adorable
one. And I don't even really think it's a fear thing. I think it's that women would rather be bear-splained to than mansplained.
To. There's so many answers.
They're less annoying than men are.
You're less likely to get lost in the woods if you're with a bear than if you're with a man.
They could like hunt the food for you and everything. You know a man's not going to do that.
I'm telling you, Rachel, I recognize that tree. You took a left at that tree, and I will not ask
directions. I had a situation last week where I was with both.
Man and bear. I mean, I was thinking there is a type of bear that I wouldn't, you know.
I don't want to go into details of what happened, but let's just say I wasn't running away.
Oh, that one also bites a little bit.
Why was there also a cave involved?
Yes. That was a TikTok click shock.
Why does it work so well?
Yeah. We're going to go to your final
TikTok click shock,
which is from a woman who goes by Mississippi Meemaw.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, you know she's fun. She just got 3.6 million views on her video where she posted a clip after going through a Sonic drive-thru.
Oh, I love Sonic.
She has a unique order that's been blowing people's minds. Hmm. I'll just let Mississippi Meemaw explain it.
Do y'all like pickles? Do y'all like Dr. Pepper? Well, come on with Meemaw, because Meemaw finna show you
something. Sonic, this is Spider-Man. Take your order, please.
Yes, ma'am. I need to get a large Dr. Pepper with pickles.
All right. We got a large Dr. Pepper with pickles. And you're going to see the cherries up there, ma'am. And that's going to be your pickles, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. And you have a great day today. We had a total of 362.
And don't knock it till you try it. There's a lot of people that do drink this. Did you hear her the way she took my order? I'm not the only person that's ever ordered this, babe.
Oh my God, Jeff just handed me a picture.
I'm showing everybody a picture of the Dr. Pepper with actual pickles in it.
So normally at Sonic, they put cherries in your soda, but like they're doing pickles.
There's a way to kick it up a notch. Some people are calling it the Dr. Pepper pucker.
Oh.
I can see that.
I'm totally
sour.
Against it. Yeah, it may like cut some of the sweet.
I feel like people who like pickles always love drinking pickle juice, pickle everything.
You guys are down to drink some Dr. Pepper with pickles in it?
I actually am.
You know, she says this is apparently really common where she is.
Wow.
Somebody else commented, though, they've worked at Sonic for over 20 years, never heard any customer ordering this before.
Yeah, but where was your Sonic? I mean, that's true.
It was in the South.
One of the most popular comments was from a woman who said, y'all gotta go to Whataburger and get yourself a witch doctor.
Oh.
That's a mix of all the sodas from the fountain in one big cup
with a
giant pickle in the middle. Witch doctor.
Okay. I mean, we used to call all the sodas a different thing that isn't very PC anymore.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. Garbage can?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Those were your...
Woo! TikTok click shot!
Stories for the day. Remember, you can always check out our TikTok page at Brooke and Jeffrey and go see our videos there. We got your phone tap coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.